down from his glory, ever living story. I God and Savior came, and Jesus was born in earth. He was born in a manger to his own estate. To his own a stranger, man of sorrows, griefs, and anger. Oh, how I love him, my bread, my son. Oh, how I do it, my bread, my sunshine. My only know. My only know the great Creator. He became my Savior. And all God's fullness dwelleth in me. What condensation bringing us redemption, that in the dead of night, not one faint hope, God gracious, he was gracious and tender, he laid aside his splendor, stooping to save my. Oh, don't you love him tonight? Hallelujah! Oh, we love him. We love you, Lord. Oh, yeah. Oh, how we adore you, Lord. Oh, he's my breath and my sunshine. My only know the great Creator. He became my Savior, and oh, God's fullness dwelleth in me. Without reluctance, flesh and blood is substance. He took the form of man, revealed the hidden plan. Oh, glorious! Oh, what such great mystery! Sacrifice on Calvary, and now I know. My sunshine, my only hope,
the great Creator. He became my Savior, and God's fullness dwelleth in me.
Oh, how I love him!
Oh, how I love him!
God, please give me the chorus again here. I want to read it. I just love it. He said, "Oh, how I love him. How I adore him. My breath and my sunshine, my all in all." the great creator, he became my savior. And all God's fullness dwelleth in him.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
How many are happy to be here tonight?
Amen.
We
Amen.
Thank the Lord. You know, when I was in the office and you were singing, I thought the whole house was full. Oh, praise the Lord. The Lord has magnified all your voices.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Oh, God, to bless you. Shall we be seated for a moment? Oh, praise God. Ah, I have a thanksgiving here. Let me take off my coat.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. We really need this kind of testimony to the glory of God. This always lifts up our spirits and lifts up our faith. That we are serving the living God who faileth not, because he has never failed. Amen.
Amen.
Here is a thanksgiving from our sister Lena. He said, I thank God for answering our prayer last Friday about high blood pressure.
Amen.
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 He said, when I went to hospital on Monday for control check, to control up of my pressure, they told me that I am okay.
Amen.
Oh,
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And don't need any medication.
Amen.
Oh, the greatest healer has Amen. Already healed our sister.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. She doesn't need any medication.
Amen.
I'm very happy about it. And grateful that God is always answering in the time of need.
Amen.
Amen. I believe that he will keep me strong
Amen.
And healthy till the time our baby to come.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, my dear sister.
Amen.
Oh, God, it will bless you.
Amen.
You are very strong. Eh?
Amen.
Amen. God, it will bless you for the testimony to the glory of God. Praise the Lord. Tonight, as usual, we are here to pray. And most of the time, it is time for us to examine ourselves. Most especially to examine ourselves and see that we are in line with the Lord, so that whatever we put to him, he also will answer us. Amen. So tonight, it's no different. We are just going to look into his word and find some exhortation and then keep ourselves in prayer. There's another prayer request. The pastor asks us to pray over the outreach yesterday, that as many that we were able to get in contact with, the Lord himself will touch them.
Amen.
Amen. Because the Bible tells us that, it said, the apostles, when you read Acts 2, 46 and 47, it said they continue daily with one accord. And so if we will continue daily with one accord, then we are fulfilling scripture. It said, in that wise, that the Lord added to the church daily as such that should be saved.
Amen.
Amen. So let us always with one accord, one spirit, just move forward and just send the word to them. Praise the Lord. You know, last Wednesday, our pastor, the message he brought was so great. I really love the message. Amen.
Amen.
See, the plague has already taken place. The people are dying.
Amen.
And all that we can do is what? To take our senses. And not empty senses. But we need what? We need to go to the altar and take what? Fire from the altar and put it in the censer. And you understand that? You need the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. You need the Spirit of God to move forward to meet the people. Amen. So we continue to do that. And he said, the rest is unto the Lord, because it's he that calleth. He said, no one can come unto me except the Father draws him. So we will do our part, because it is our responsibility. So God bless as many that were able to come. We know everybody wants to come, but there may be one or two things holding one person here and there. But we thank God, as many that will be ready at any time, please let's come and take our censers, fill with what the fire from the altar, and move forward and what? Stay.
Amen.
The plague.
Amen.
Amen. The people are dying. Amen. Amen. So tonight, I'll be reading much from this message book, Going Beyond the Camp.
Amen.
That's our topic tonight, Going Beyond the Camp.
Hallelujah.
And let's just stand to the reading of the word. And we shall read from Hebrews 13, 10 to 15. Let's hear the word of God. We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat which serve the tabernacle. For the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp. Wherefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruits of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Amen. Shall we bow our heads? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, God. Even before even coming to your presence, Lord, we thank you for this great testimony to the glory of your name. Father, we thank you, God, that you've touched our sister and you have made her whole, Lord. And Father, we believe also that, Father, you are her strength, Lord. And that, Father, we, as we wait for our baby boy, oh Lord, we know that everything is in your hands, Lord.
Amen.
And so, Father, we thank you. We give the glory to you. Tonight, Lord, you have made it once again a grace for us to be in your presence, Lord. Father, we know that it has to take you, Lord, because you are the author of your word, and we have read your word, O God. Tonight, Lord, we need something out of your word, O God, to pray, because, Lord, we come here to examine ourselves and at the same time, Lord, to renew our strength, Lord, our faith in you, Lord. So, Father, tonight we surrender everything to you and pray that, Lord, you lead us the way that, Father, it is your own purpose you have for us today, O God. We ask it, Lord Jesus, as even, Lord, I stand here, Lord. I don't have anything to give, Lord. I pray that the Holy Spirit at this moment, O God, will take his place with us here tonight. And, Father, speak to us, every heart here tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask that, Lord, you bless us. We live here. We know that we have been blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Shall we be seated? Tonight, we shall look into this message, Going Beyond the Camp. It's a great message, Going Beyond the Camp.
Amen.
And the prophet said, it's such a privilege to live for him. So today I'll be doing a lot of reading. Praise God. Is that he's so real and so good. Amen. He said, and oh, how thankful we are for all of God's great blessings. We are thankful for God's blessings. Like the testimony we've had even tonight. And the prophet is saying here that we are thankful for all God's great blessings. He said, may it continue to be with us until the last trump blows. Praise God. May these testimonies continue to come to the glory of his name. You see, the testimony is just here, and what is to be said also is just in accordance with it. Praise God. Said, until we will be caught up, let these blessings be upon us all the time. Amen. And the prophet said, think of it. There is going to be a missing people. There's going to be what? A missing people. And they can't see you no more. Oh, that day, my brother, missing people. The police will have a great work to do because they will receive many, many reports. Someone will go to the police station. Look, I can't find my wife and children. I can't find my husband. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The police will have a lot to do. My brother, don't be as maybe you are with your wife. You are sleeping. And then as you look at the time, maybe 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. So you are trying to tell your wife, honey, will you just get up and get the children to go to school? Then you look at her place, you see she's not there. So maybe she's already up. Praise the Lord. But as you are in the bed, you could see that the whole house is quiet. But normally when your wife is up, you can hear movements and the children, hey, get your school bag or do this. Then, but you could see that everything is silent in the house. Say, are they already gone to school? Is it so early? So maybe you get up, you look around, you could see the children, their bags and their school uniforms around. Where is my wife? You take your phone, you dial her. They said, the person that you have called cannot take your phone now. If you can leave a message after the tomb, ping. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, my brother, my sister. Let us not be in that condition, my brother. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
If people are going to be missing, be one of them.
Amen.
Amen. The prophet said, people are going to, what? We are. People are going to miss one of these days. Amen. And so, it is the expectation of every true Christian. Praise the Lord. That you will be caught up on that day. He said, they that are alive will remain to the coming of the Lord shall not prevent or hinder those which are asleep. He said, those which are asleep. That means, he said, the prophet said, no, Christians don't die.
Hallelujah.
They just taking what? A little rest, you see. We don't die. We just take a little rest. They are asleep. That's what it is. And so we will be caught up together with the Lord in the air. Amen. And that is what the earnest expectation of any true Christian. But until that expectation comes your way, there is one thing. Amen. There is one thing that you got to take notice of. And that is what we are going to look into tonight. Going beyond the camp. There is one thing, my brother. There is one thing, my sister, that you got to take notice of. You know, one time, the rich young ruler, you know the story. He went to Jesus and asked him, how can I enter to the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven? And he said, you know your laws. Go and obey. Just obey the laws. And he said, look, for the laws, there is what? I've obeyed all. Right from what? From my youth. Amen. And Jesus knew that he was talking the truth.
Amen.
He was obeying every aspect of the law. Then he asked Jesus a question. He said, what lack I yet? Look at this. He was very proud. He said, what do I lack? What do I lack again? What lack I yet?
Amen.
And when you look at Mark 20:21, Jesus told him, he said, one thing thou lackest.
Amen.
Praise God. One thing thou lackest. Mark 10:21. One thing thou lackest. Say, go your way, sell whatsoever you have, give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, take up thy cross, and follow me. Amen.
Amen.
This man was living in a certain camp. A camp of self-righteousness. The Pharisees' righteousness. And Jesus said, except your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the Pharisees and the scribes, you can by no way enter into the kingdom of heaven. And that is the camp where this young rich ruler was living. He needs to leave. He needs to go out from that camp. Praise the Lord. You know the Pharisees' righteousness is what? Obeying the law and the traditions of the fathers. That's the righteousness of the Pharisees and the scribes. And Jesus is telling us, unless our righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees. Amen. So, the prophet preached this message, though it is Jesus going beyond the camp to suffer, so that we, you and I, will be saved. And it also tells us also to go beyond the camp. We must go without the camp and bear his reproach. Praise the Lord. And the prophet said something, look, he said, we must go beyond decency also. Go beyond reason.
Amen.
Amen. To go beyond decency and to go beyond reason. He said, today, people that are of my age, and let me just read right from what the prophet was saying. He said, some man or woman at my age, I might ask you this. What if my mother or your mother, about 50 years ago, this message was preached in 1964. He said, my mother or your mother, about 50 years ago, if he had walked on the streets with one of those pairs of shorts or bikinis, ever what you call it on, the law would have picked them up immediately and put them in an insane institution. Because mentally, there is something wrong. And if it were mentally to do things like that, then it certainly is a sign that something has went insane. And it's still a mental deficiency going beyond reason. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The prophet is saying something here What he's saying, that things that in the past could be considered as what? Mental illness. Today, it has become a regular thing. Praise the Lord. Now, things that in the past were irregular, they are regular today. Things that were irregular are regular today.
Amen.
And if you are doing the regular things of the past, they take it as what? Irregular.
Amen.
Amen. And that is what the scripture says. In Isaiah 5:20. He said, woe unto the people that take what? That look at evil and they said it is good.
Yes.
And look at good, they said it's what? Evil.
Amen.
They take darkness for light.
Yes.
And light for darkness. They take bitter for sweet.
Yes.
And sweet for bitter. He said, woe unto them. My brother, my sister, let us watch these things. There are camps that man has built. And you got to find out tonight the kind of camp you are in. And if that camp is what? If it is regular for today, my brother, my sister, then check it very well. Because the regular things of today, they are irregular to God.
Amen.
The things that they say it is good today, is evil to God. We go to find those camps where we find ourselves and get out of those camps. The prophet said, he said, a man spoke cigarette. And doctors proving to him that 1,000 die every year from the cause. And can still puff away a cigarette. It seems like there is something wrong with that man's mind. Something wrong. You are smoking. Doctor says, look, thousands have died out of this. And you still go on puffing what smoke. He said, he will stand at the bar or in the car and drink till he's totally insane. Spend his money to shove himself into that. Then he will spend every penny he finds in the doctor's office trying to find out what is wrong with him. Oh, my. He said, does that make sense? You've drunk yourself to this a condition. Then you go back and ask the doctor, what is wrong with me? Oh, my brother, my sister.
Amen.
You can't stand. You are just the doctor, what is wrong with me? Oh, my brother, my sister. Insanity. But they take it as what? The regular things of today. Praise the Lord. He said, today, a denominational preacher, though you show him the word, the truth, he said he don't want to do that. He's afraid he will lose his meal ticket. He need man and woman today. We need men and women today that will carry the gospel, somebody that will stand and tell their conviction. Point what is right and what is wrong. Amen. That is the type of men and women we are looking for today.
Amen.
That can say this is sin. And this is what? This is good. He said the Christian is an oddball to the unbeliever. So anything unusual, it makes you like what? you a Christian, anything you do, it becomes unusual to the unbeliever. And even he said, you are a fool. See? Because you don't follow what? The regular trend. So he sees you as a fool. But the prophet said, you have to be somebody's fool.
Amen.
Amen. You got to be somebody's fool.
Yes.
And it's two things.
Amen.
I think you've been hearing that story.
Amen.
That somebody wrote big here in front, I'm a fool. And at the back, he said, for Jesus. And whose fool are you?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So he went right in the street, and when people see him, I'm a fool. They look at him, and they are just shaking. Definitely, when they pass, they'll just try to look at the back of the guy, say, who is this? And then when they read what is at the back, say, for Jesus.
Yeah.
And whose fool are you?
Amen.
Then you see the person changes. He's asking you a question. For me, I'm a fool for Jesus. And whose fool are you? Amen.
Amen.
My brother, we got to be fools for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He said Noah was a fool to his great intellectual world. And that was okay. Moses was certainly what? A fool to Pharaoh because his foot was on the throne. And then he forsake it for a bunch of mud dabbers. See? They have to go beyond the camp that they were in. Praise God. Jesus had the power to live in a luxury. But he said, foxes have holes, bears have nets, but the Son of Man have no place to lay his head. And what will people say? Said, this man, you are a fool. You have every means and you don't leave it. That's what they will consider. That's what the world will say. Praise the Lord. But it was God himself trying to what? Put something down for us. As an example for us to follow. Humility. That's all about it. Humility. He had everything. Just like Moses. Everything was for him. Yet, he forsook it. Amen. The prophet is saying the cause of all this is because the people are not being pointed to what? The right thing. The people are being pointed to something else. So they are not being pointed to Christ. They are being pointed to something else, and whatever they are being pointed to, they are not receiving the grace from that end. It's only when you are pointed to only one person, that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That's the only place that your life will change. Amen. And he said, when we follow Christ, Christ always, there are challenges that comes his way, but yet, he's always what? An overcomer to those challenges.
Amen.
He's always an overcomer. And his weapon has always been what? The word. Amen. Satan will do everything to try to take you out and make you feel that the camp that you are in is okay. My brother, tonight we got to check ourselves and find out whether we are in a particular camp that we need to what? To get ourselves out. If it is not God's camp. Amen. As I've said, let me just read something else before we go to the real point that we are holding. I want to read again. Now, brother, sister, do you know that each one of you must sacrifice? You must be God's sacrifice. Sacrifice the things of the world. Sacrifice your own pleasures of the world. Sacrifice the things that belongs to the world. Amen. He said, we are not asked to manufacture something. We are asked to bear the fruits of the Spirit. And that he took the sheep as an example. He said, the sheep, what is in on the inside makes the wool on the outside. Amen. And so when a man has got Christ on the inside, it makes him Christ on the outside. Amen. Praise God. The sheep doesn't manufacture wool, but it is something that is already inside. And what is inside is what is what? Portrayed outside. And so a man also, if you have received Christ on the inside, it shows on the outside. Praise God. He said, Jesus suffered without the gates, that we might be sanctified. We also need to go beyond what? Our camps. And bear his reproach. Praise God. So tonight we are coming to mention one or two people today who found themselves in a certain camp, and they saw that those camps they were in, they were not the right camp, and they needed to what? To move away from those camps. And the first we will call our brother Nicodemus. Amen. We will call Nicodemus. Is that Nicodemus was among a group of people. And this group of people knew the truth. They knew Jesus was come from God, all right. But pride and self-righteousness have exalted them so high that they cannot come down from their lofty heights, from the camp that they have built. See? Pride. They can't come down because of what? Pride. Instead, they were planning how they can destroy Christ. And they're always looking for a fault. Listen to all these things. Pride, fault, looking for fault. These are all what? Camps. Watch them and listen closely. Because these are the camps that are coming out. That if you find yourself in any of these camps, tonight you've got to get out from that camp. Amen. He said, instead they were devilishly looking for a way to destroy him. To destroy someone. If that is in your mind, it is what? It's a camp that you have built. See, they were looking for faults. And always, Jesus has an answer for them. Amen. I really love the way how Jesus answers these scribes and Pharisees. He answers them really very good. One time they asked Jesus, he said, why do your disciples transgress the tradition of elders? For they don't wash their hands when they eat bread. You see, tradition. And Jesus answered and said unto them, he said, why do you also transgress the commandments of God by your tradition? Amen. You see? And then you remember another time, they came to him to ask if it is right for them to pay what? Tribute to Caesar. And then he did what? He said, bring the coin whose image and superscription is on it. Amen. He said, Caesar's. He said, then give unto Caesar what is Caesar's and give unto God what is God's. Right. Amen. Amen. I really always like how Jesus answers what? These people. He said, now, that is the way of the devil. Come out of that camp, my brother. So Nicodemus found out that salvation wasn't what? Wasn't a group. But it was what? Individual. He found out that it was what? Individual. It wasn't a group. He was in a group. A camp. that they were what? Full of iniquity. Knowing the truth and yet seeing good, they said it is what? Evil. Because when they look at Christ after all the works, they look at the works. But they will say that it is what? The works of the Beelzebub. They see the truth and they say it is what? Evil. They see light. They said it is what? Darkness. Nicodemus looked at the whole thing. He said salvation is individual. It is not a group. And so he decided to do what? To get out of that camp. He went beyond that camp. Praise the Lord. To go and meet him. To receive his salvation. Praise God. Amen. He went beyond that camp, my brother, my sister. Hallelujah. We can call the prodigal son. He was in his father's home. You know it already. That was where we were, in the thought of God. Before the foundation of the world, we were in his thought. We were with him. Like the prodigal son, he was with his father. But one day, he decided to do what? To go away from the father's home. That's the way how we found ourselves. We went away from God. But this prodigal son, one day, he found out that, no, I had to go back to my father. Because he has spent all what the father has given to him. And now, his condition was what? He was eating the same food with what? Pigs. Praise God. That's the condition. I don't want to say that's the condition. That is what? In the world. If you take the word and put it, my brother, my sister, things that are going out there, it's just like what the prodigal son what? Experienced. But he realized that there is somewhere that is what is better. Even if he has to go there as a servant, he would prefer to be a servant. Because the servants, even in the father's house, they eat well. So this prodigal son did what? He went beyond the camp again. He went beyond the camp to go back to the father. Amen. And he wasn't received as a servant. He was received as what? A son. Praise God. I want to call the last person tonight so that we can pray. And that is where our main topic is. It's about Moses. Amen. About Moses. Amen. The Bible says, Moses, when he was come of years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the children of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Praise the Lord. Esteeming the reproach of Christ more precious than all what Egypt could give unto him. Praise the Lord. Take Moses' condition now. He said, when Moses was come of years, when Moses was come of years, and now that word, when he is come of years, that is when he has attained some years. But to us, it is what? Spiritual. Praise God. It is spiritual. When you have come of years, it's when you have received the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's our target. As a Christian, you can only come of years when you have received the Holy Ghost. And so you can be what? 60 years, 70 years. If you are a Christian, you have not received the Holy Ghost baptism, you have not come of years yet.
Amen.
Amen. Someone can be 12 years and maybe is filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He's come of years.
Amen.
In the house of God.
Yes.
Take notice of that. Because it has to be coming of years before you can what? You can be like what Moses did.
Amen.
If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you can't do this. With all, everything around him. When he does this,
yes,
there will be a servant.
Amen.
Whatever he needs, he can get. But when he was come of years, he refused to be called Pharaoh's daughter. If we, as Christians, spiritually, when we come of years, we will never accept anything that is of the devil. Watch! If you are come of years, my brother, my sister, you will never receive, you will refuse anything the devil gives to you.
Amen.
Praise God. It is not the question of what? Turning a new leaf. Turning a new leaf? Every year people make a resolution. Oh, I will turn a new leaf. A smoker said, I will turn a new leaf this new year. Huh? The prophet said, if you turn a new leaf, it is the same what? Story. Huh? This is a book. Huh? When you turn a new leaf like this, it's the same story. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's the same story.
Amen.
Continuation of the what? The story. Even to the where the action is. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Turn a new leaf, continuation of what? The same story.
Amen.
Nothing changes. It's not a new leaf. A new life, man.
Amen.
New life.
Amen.
Turn a new life. A new birth.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost power. So that you come of years. And you will be able to what? By faith. Forsake. Refuse. And do what? Overcome. Praise God. So when Moses was come of years, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Choosing rather to suffer affliction as going beyond the camp. The camp that he was in, he had to go beyond that. Because life was not where he was. Though everything looked so nice, so beautiful, it was easy for him. Yet, there, he said his word, it was just for a season.
Hallelujah.
But eternal life was over there. So he went beyond the camp to bear the reproach.
Amen.
From a king's house into the mud to bear the reproach.
Hallelujah.
My brother, my sister, that is exactly what we got to do. Things look so nice around you, but watch and see if it is what is of God. If it's not of God, just go beyond. Go without the camp and bear the reproach. Praise God. See, when Peter, he was not of years then. When he met that small girl, Peter was not of years then. Amen. So a small girl just defeated him. I thought you were one of his. No. I don't know him. I don't know. Three times. Peter has not yet come of years.
And so he was defeated by what? A small girl. But when he was come of years, after the day of Pentecost, oh, praise God. He wasn't afraid of even the soldiers. He wasn't afraid of the high priest. He wasn't afraid of what? The Pharisees. Praise the Lord. They just arrested him, whipped him. Don't preach in that name again. From there, he didn't go very far. He started preaching the name.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. He had come of years. My brother, we need to come of years.
Hallelujah.
We need to come of years, my brother, my sister. Before we can do the work of God. You know, Paul, before he was come of years, he was called Saul. All that he was doing, all the zeal that he had, still he was not yet come of years. He was still what? A child, a baby. But those days, he felt that he was okay. See? He felt that he was okay. He said, circumcised on what? On the eighth day. Of the stock of what? Israel. You see, they are all what? Tradition. Circumcised on the eighth day. Of the stock of Israel. All tradition. Of the tribe of Benjamin. Hebrews of the Hebrews. He said, when it comes to what? Righteousness in the law, blameless. All this, he was really perfect, but still, he was a child. Amen. Until when he met with him, then he came of years. He came of years when he met him on the road to Damascus.
Amen.
So when he was come of years now, what did he say? He said, when I was a child, I spoke like a child.
Amen.
And I thought like a child. And did things like a child. But when I became man, I put all childish things away.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
When he has come of years, all childish things had to what? Had to be put somewhere.
Amen.
Oh, my brother, my sister, tonight, if there are still childish things, come of years, make sure you have come of years. It doesn't mean how old you are. It's a matter of what? Surrender and confessing that, Lord, I've found out I am in this camp, and that camp is not your camp. Tonight, Lord, I'm going out from this camp. Help me to go out from this camp, Lord. Help me to get out from this camp. I want to go beyond this camp and bear your reproach. Praise the Lord. When Paul, now he was Saul, but when he was come of years, his name changed to what? Paul.
Amen.
And when he became Paul, the builder, praise the Lord. Then he said, look, all those things, I count them as dung. My childish things, I count them as dung. He went beyond the camp of the Pharisees. He went beyond that camp to bear the reproach. And look at how Paul bore the reproach of the Lord Jesus Christ. When he was told that, look, there was a prophecy that when you go to Rome, you will never come back again. You are going to die. And yet he went because of him. Amen. He said, I am now what? I'm a prisoner. I'm a prisoner of what? The Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let us all be prisoners of him. The prophet said, not because he was in prison in Rome. No way, not that what Paul was referring to. But his whole life is taken over By what? By Christ. Say, all my life I live for him. Let's go beyond the camp where we are. If that camp is not the camp of God, praise the Lord, and bear his reproach. We need to come of years, my brother, my sister. And when we have come of years, then all childish things would definitely be put away. Moses, when he was come of years, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the children of God than to enjoy the pleasures of season for a season. Let us go beyond the camp. Hallelujah. And bear the reproach. Christ went beyond the camp to die so that we will be what? Sanctified. Let us also go and bear that same reproach. Let us live for him because he lived for us. Amen. Let us be sure that we have come of age. Let us be sure that we have come of age. I want to hear amen.
Amen.
My brother, we need to come of age.
Amen.
It is that we can truly surrender and be a vessel in his hands.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Tonight, my brother, my sister, all that I want you and myself, when the word is coming like this, my brother, I'm included. I'm preaching to my own self.
Amen.
I have to also examine myself.
Amen.
If I find myself in a certain camp, in my mind, my thoughts, my heart, a camp of evil, a camp that is not right with God, I need to go beyond that camp.
Amen.
Amen. I give myself always the same situation. That day when it came that I had to write this message, I was always looking, searching myself also, examining myself. Lord, have mercy upon me. I want to go beyond any camp that is not yours and bear the reproach. Because that is the only way that when you come, you see me, that I'm also ready to go with you. Praise the Lord. Let us be sure that we have come of age.
Amen.
And when we have come of age, we will be able to refuse what the devil will give to us.
Hallelujah.
We will be able to stand against what the devil will give to us.
Amen.
Moses, when he was come of years, refused to be
Hallelujah.
Called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the children of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. The pleasures of sin, they are just for a season, my brother. They are just for a season, my sister. There is no life in it. All things will pass away, but my word will never pass away. Take the word where there is life. Because it's only life, the word, that will give you life. Any other thing, my brother, my sister, heaven and earth, they will pass away. But his word will never pass away. Take his word and live by it. And let it be what? Part of you. He said, when he's in here, when he's on the inside, it shows at the outside. Receive him tonight. If you have not, if you have already come of age, then my brother, pursue to do what? Exploits. Amen. Ask the Lord, Father, where can I make exploits to the glory of your name? That I bear more fruits. Because that by our fruits, is glorified. Amen. Do we know how to sing this song, Cleanse Me? Cleanse Me.
Yes, search me, O Lord. Search me, O God, and know my heart today. Praise the Lord. So as we prepare ourselves to surrender ourselves, you examine yourself. If there is a camp you find yourself in, that is not the right camp. Tonight, just be sincere to your own self. Examine yourself. Just be sincere to your own self, my brother, my sister. God knows it. I don't know, but God knows it. Just surrender it. Say, Lord, this camp, I want to get out from it. Is it anger? Anger is a camp. Easily you get angered. If it is anger, it's a camp that you find yourself. Get out from that camp. Is it prayerlessness? You can't pray. When you are on your own, you can't pray. It's a camp that you need to get out from it. There are many camps the devil have set. The devil have set many camps. You might find yourself in one of them. That's why tonight you just open your heart. You say, Lord, search.
Know my heart. Try me.
My thoughts,
I pray.
Save me. Some wicked way in me.
Oh, yes.
Cleanse me from every sin and
set me free. Oh, search me.
Search me.
Oh God,
and know my heart
today.
Try me, oh Savior. Know
my thoughts, I pray. Oh, I pray.
Save me
somewhere. Set me free. I pray
the Lord. The others that
I praise the Lord
for cleansing me from sin.
I praise the Lord
for fulfill thy will.
Thy name, Lord, take my life and make me wholly thine. Fill my heart
with thy love divine.
Passion,
love,
and pride.
I now surrender all in me.
Abide, oh, Holy Ghost, revive, come from thee.
My brother, take notice of the song that we are singing.
revival.
It is a prayer song.
Start the work in me. Start the work in me. They would declare.
Be sincere to every word that you are
saying.
Deep from your heart.
Oh,
be sincere to every word.
Blessing, oh. Humbly pray,
Lord, take my Holy life. Ghost. Lord, take my life.
Lord, my life. Lord of my life, take it holy. Holy thine, fill my poor heart with thy love divine.
Will
my passion from
and cry,
oh, I now surrender,
Lord, in me
abide.
My brother, listen to the words. It's a prayer song. It said, search me, O Lord, and know my heart today. Try me, O Savior, know my thoughts. Your thoughts. It may be in your thoughts. That camp that you need to come out. It may be in your thoughts. See if there be some wicked ways in me. Cleanse me from every sin and set me free. Say, Lord, take my life and make it holy thine. Fill my poor heart with thy great love divine.
Hallelujah.
Take all my will, my passion, self, and pride. They are all camps. They are all camps. Your will is a camp. Your passion, yourself, and your pride. Said, I now surrender. Lord, in me abide. My brother, my sister, you said the Lord will search you. But you need to surrender first. Then the Lord can search you. And let what is not right in you, the Lord will reveal to you. So that you say, Lord, I surrender to you. Tonight, wherever you are standing, search yourself. Examine yourself. Is there any camp that you find yourself in? Surrender to Him. Lord, I want to go beyond this camp. I want to go beyond this camp, Lord. To bear your reproach.
Love and trust.
Until you yourself surrender, then He will also search and say, my daughter, this is wrong. My son, this is wrong. Come out of it. It's a cause that I am not in it.
I surrender.
Let us go beyond that camp. And bear His reproach. Moses, when he was come of years,
I surrender.
Surrender, my brother. Just say, Lord, be sincere to yourself and confess that, Lord, this is wrong in my life. I surrender, Lord. I surrender, Lord. My own will, my own passion, my pride, my prayerlessness, my anger, my gossiping. Oh Lord, forgive me. I surrender all to you. I want to come of years. I want to come of years, Lord.
Lord,
is the spirit that I'm looking for. To come up here, that I will be able by faith refuse, by faith reject, by faith overcome. Lord, I surrender to you tonight. All I surrender, Lord. No sex, oh Lord. And bring out all that's undesirable in my life. I want to go beyond that camp. I want to come up here. I want to come up here. I want to be a grown up. I want to put away all the childish ideas away. As Paul said, I was a child, I spoke like a child, I thought like a child, I did things like a child. But when I became a man, oh, I put all childish things away.
My Lord,
we got to come of years, my brother. We got to come of years, my sister.
I surrender all to Jesus.
Oh, we got to be grown ups.
To thee, my blessed Savior.
We got to be grown ups.
I surrender.
Grown ups in the Lord.
I surrender all to Jesus, my Lord.
Grown ups. Of years.
Jesus.
Then we can gather faith and refuse anything that the devil will give to us. And refuse any ground that the devil will try to keep us. We will go beyond that camp and bear his reproach.
I surrender.
If you can't pray, if you have the problem of prayerlessness tonight, Lord, fill me, O God, with the spirit of prayer that I can pray on my own. I can go down on my knees and pray unto you, Lord.
Today, my blessed Savior.
Oh, surrender to him. Surrender to him, my brother, my sister. Surrender to him. Surrender. Surrender to him.
Jesus,
in the name of Jesus Christ.
Now I feel a sacred flame. Oh, the joy.
I want to come of years, Lord. I want to come of years, Lord.
Glory,
I want to come of years, Lord.
Glory, I surrender.
I want to put all childish things away.
My Lord, I surrender.
Lord, let me grow. I want to grow. I want to be a grown up in your house. I want to be a grown up, Lord, in your house. Fill me, Lord. Fill me, Lord. Fill me, Lord. Fill me, oh God. Take all childish things away from my life. Take every childish matter, every childish thoughts, Lord. I surrender the world, Lord. I surrender.
Thank you, Savior. Ask Lord, just to come to the Lord. Lord, Savior, pay the Lord, Savior. Father, be part of thy kingdom, Lord. Bless us, God, keep us now, we pray.
We shall pray once again. And our prayer is about the outreach. As many that we were able to contact. The word says
reading from Isaiah 55:11. He said, so shall my word be that when it goes forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereunto I sent it. Yesterday, we went and sent the word unto the people. And God assures us this night, he said it will never return to him void. It will touch someone over there. Even if it is only one person to be saved, the Lord will do it. He said, it will accomplish that which I please. So all that we say, Lord, we have sent forth your word. We've sent forth the message. Now, Lord, let it be unto you to accomplish that pleases you, Lord, and to prosper in the things that weren't to, Lord, we have sent it, Lord. Amen. We will pray. Hallelujah. And say, Lord, as many that we came in contact with, you add to your own church. So tonight, Lord, we commit all of them into your hands. That the tracts that they took from our hands, those who have not yet read them, that, Lord, something will touch them to take them and read them. And that, Lord, through that, oh God, you touch someone. You touch someone, my God. Let us commit all those people into the hands of the Lord. Let's commit them into the hands of the Lord. Let's commit them to the hands of the Lord. That the plague, the Lord will steal the plague in their lives. Judgment has been thrown. Man never knows what is going wrong. Now they see light, they said it is what? Darkness. When they see good, they say it is evil. When they see something sweet, they say it is bitter.
Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, we thank the Lord. How many believe that the Lord, he has done his own thing?
Amen.
As many that sincerely want to leave their camps, the Lord has truly brought them out from their camps.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's just sing one song. I wanted us to close at 8:30, but we can't stop the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. So we sing one song as I call our precious brother Wilmore to close us. Amen. We sing, there shall be showers of blessings. Showers of blessings.
There shall be showers of blessings. This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing and from the Savior above. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing, message of runners are falling, but for the showers we plead, there shall be showers of blessing,
showers of blessing,
precious reviving again. Abandon the free. blessed we live. Mercy drops round us fully. But for the showers we prepare,
there shall be
showers of
mercy.
Send them upon us, O Lord.
Grant to us now a refreshing. Come and now
another
way.
Showers of blessing. Showers of blessing we need.
Mercy drops from the soul.
But for the showers we pay,
there shall be showers of
blessing.
Oh, that today
they might fall.
They might fall.
Now as to God we confessing.
Now as to Jesus we call.
Father, we are most thankful, Lord. We thank you, Father, that in the simplicity of thy word, in the simplicity of a story named Moses, Lord, the simplicity of a story named Nicodemus, Father, all the demons and the evil spirits are driven away, Lord God. We believe, Lord, we believe that you are the Son of the mighty God. And we know that you keep your every promise. Father, you promise that you shall not forsake us, but you will be with us, even in us, until the end of the world. And Father, you said, whosoever will, if they should believe, Lord, that Father, you would send down thy Spirit upon them. And we are thankful this night, Lord, that Father, there's a hunger and a thirst among your people.
Yes, Lord.
That Father, there's a desire, Lord, that Father, people are desiring to leave camps, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Camps of unrighteousness. Oh, Father,
yes,
to go into the camp of the Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And Father God, we know that you are more than willing, more than us, Lord, to bring us over from those camps of our childhood, those camps, Lord, that are unfruitful, and
yes,
bring us over, Lord, to the fields of Zion.
Thank you, Jesus.
So won't you take us by hand, Lord, this night, that is, we would go home, Father, we should not leave this topic,
yes, Lord,
but to continue to meditate upon it, Lord. Please, Father, let Father, as we would go, let it not be the end of the meeting,
that's right, Lord.
But Father, let it be, oh God, that it would be, Father, you would continue to speak unto us, Father.
Amen.
Every brother, every sister, I commit them to you, Lord, and the children amongst us, many would not even understand what is happening, but I pray, Father, that you would grant to them, Lord, something, that Father, they might hold on to something as they would grow up, they would remember the old-fashioned prayer meetings. Help us, Father, to continue to preserve even the songs that we sing, Lord. Let them continually be pleasing before you, Lord. Father, we pray for the service tomorrow. We pray, Father, that you would put in our hearts, Lord, a desire, a hunger, once more, Lord, to wake up early, to search thy face, Lord.
Yes, yes.
That is, we would come here, we would be prepared and ready, Lord, to light up and put together our fires, Lord. That, Father, as the musicians will start singing, it would not be hard for them, Lord, but that, Father, straight away, we would enter into thy presence, Lord. Father, Lord, and prepare our hearts that when the word is preached, Lord, it would come straight and prick us in our hearts, Father. That is, we would leave, we would say, Lord God, did not our hearts burn when you spoke unto us, Father? I'm desiring for it, Lord, that old-fashioned meeting, Father, please, Lord, Father, may you help us to continue going on like this, Lord, for we know that the devil is present and near to try and to hinder, Lord, when things like this start happening. Father, we just want you, Lord, to continue to lead us, Father, along this path, Lord, and not to look back, but to keep pressing on until we break through into thy presence, Father. Amen. We thank you, Father, for the testimony of our sister. May you bless her, Lord, and continue to protect her until, Lord, the day of delivery and even beyond, that you would give her strength, Father. Amen. Help us, Father, and watch over us as we go home. We commit everything and everyone into your hands. Father, watch over us, Lord, and give us a good rest upon this night.
Amen.
And bring us refreshed once more tomorrow morning, Lord. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus
answered
God.
Oh, hallelujah. Jesus
answered
came.
Hallelujah, he's an answer.
He answers all my need.
Hallelujah,
he's an answer.
He's an answering God.
Hallelujah, he's an answer.
Oh, he answers all my needs when I pray in Jesus' name and my faith.
Yes, I can.
Hallelujah,
he's a dancer.
Oh, hallelujah,
he's an answer.